Your brain can't focus on everything at once. So you've got to choose what makes the cut. And in sports, that choice matters. The crowd, the scoreboard, even the last mistake you made, they all compete for your attention. But when your focus gets scattered, so does your performance. In this episode, we'll talk about why your brain works this way and two simple skills you can use to redirect your attention. And how parents and coaches can help athletes zero in on what's most important now. Welcome to Confident, Calm, and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice or a game or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. So let's dive in. All right, y'all, I want you to picture you're in the car, right? May as the driver, and you're getting a whole bunch of texts, the music is loud, and you're trying to drive to a place you've never been before. What do you typically do? For most of us, especially if this is a route we've never been and we're trying to pay attention to directions, we eliminate some of those distractions. So we either turn our phone off or we turn down the volume on our music. We do something, right, to minimize the noise so that we can just focus on where am I and how do I get where I want to go? What turn do I need to take next? Okay. This is the idea of an overloaded brain. Our brains have a limited cognitive capacity of things that you can pay attention to at any given one time. We cannot multi-attend. And so I know a lot of people tout this idea of multitasking. That, oh, you should be able to do more things, a couple things at once. But a lot of the research and the brain science have shown is that when you are multitasking, doing two things at once, your brain is actually shift tasking. So you're switching back and forth between those different tasks with your attention. And in the process, you're typically missing critical information, okay? Because our brain cannot attend to more than one thing at a given time. Okay. And so when you're multitasking, you're actually splitting your attention and it tends not to be effective. And again, if you're in the car right now, you can, I'm sure you've lived this maybe as the driver, or there's a reason why people don't want us to text and drive at the same time, right? Because if you're looking at your phone texting properly, you're not paying attention to the road. If you're paying attention to the road, you're probably typing some gibberish. Okay. The idea here is this happens to us in any performance domain. Now, the difference here is that you can multi-do, you can multitask if one of the tasks you're doing does not require cognitive attention, doesn't require your focus. Okay. And this is part of the reason why it's so important to learn your skill sets, especially in sport, right? Is that you want to have ingrained those physical skills so that you don't have to think about executing them during the game. During the game, you're just focused on strategy and being in the moment, whatever, with your opponent. If you're also having to think about swinging the bat properly while a pitch is on the way, those two things are never going to work out well, right? You're either focused on the mechanics and you miss the pitch, or you're focused on the pitch and your mechanics are all out of whack. And so this is another important reason why as an athlete, you need to practice and you need to ingrain those skill sets, get enough reps that those techniques become ingrained and automatic so that you don't have to think about hitting while you're at the plate or the mechanics of hitting or the mechanics of swinging your golf club or the mechanics of serving in volleyball or tennis. That's the stuff that you want to automate through reps and reps and reps. So your brain and body just knows how to execute it. And that way you can just pay attention to the strategy. So think of cognitive load and your attentional capacity a little bit like the internet, your internet at home. You've only got so much bandwidth. And if everybody in the household, let's say you've got four or five people in your household, and everybody's on a separate device trying to stream something, what happens to the internet? Gets really slow. There's a lot of lag. and inevitably somebody's show is not being streamed properly, okay? That's a little bit like the way our cognitive load works, is that it's only got so much bandwidth. And once it's being used up, it causes slower reactions, mistakes, frustrations, because you're not able to get the information you need to be successful. And so one of the things that you do, just like your internet, is you got to eliminate things using the bandwidth. So instead of five people on separate devices streaming different things, you can come together and like only two people in the household are streaming thing, and we're gonna watch something together. Okay, the improvement in the performance of the streaming, whatever you're watching, is gonna be much better. Okay, so that's how our attention works too, is that we have to figure out what's worth spending our bandwidth on. What are the things in our sport and related to our performance that actually matter to help me perform, and what are the things that get in the way? And so in sports, understanding the difference between what's a distraction, whether it's your crowd, the opponent, some pressure, a previous mistake, and lock in on what's most important, which is whatever the information that you need to execute your skill set. Okay. So, as I mentioned, a batter, they can't be thinking about the college coach that's in the stands watching them as the pitch is coming, right? Well, I mean, I guess they could. They shouldn't, right? That's not going to be particularly effective, because what they should be focusing on is the release point of the pitcher and like where's the ball coming from, and reading whether that's a ball that they need to crush or not, right? That they need to swing at or not. And this is true for any sport, any execution. Okay. So, basketball player trying to make a 3-point shot, right? If they're focused on what their teammate is doing on the in the key or something like that, like instead of just looking at the net, looking at the proper focal point on the backboard and shooting for it, right? So your focus matters. If you're focused on the wrong things, you don't have the right information to execute properly, to execute your techniques, your tactics of your sport, okay? So we want to minimize the distractions as best you can and recognize that it's human to get distracted. It is a natural function of our brain. It's in fact, sometimes a life-saving thing, right? If you were playing your sport and all of a sudden you hear a big loud boom, right? Everybody's going to be like, focus on that. That's a potential threat. That's more important, right? So there are some the reasons why your brain does these things, okay? However, when it's not a life-saving situation, sometimes you just get caught up by the noise of a crowd or things that are just not relevant. And so there's two skills that you can utilize to help you redirect your attention back to what matters. One I call the WIN cue, what's important now. So WIN, it stands for what's important now. And again, it's really just a very simple redirectional question to help you think about in this moment, right here, right now, what is the most important thing? So maybe you're playing basketball and you're on defense, right? And so maybe your WIN in that moment is posting up on your player, whoever you're playing against. Okay. Maybe in soccer, you're running down the field and your teammate has just passed to you. And so your WIN in that moment is first touch, right? Good first touch, something along those lines. Okay. And so your WIN, what's important now, is going to shift throughout your performance depending on what you're currently doing, what your role is, what's most important for that part of execution. Obviously, some big differences are if you're on defense versus offense, if you're hitting versus in the field, if you're insert all these things. Okay. So the WIN might shift depending on what part of the game you're in, but there is always a WIN, whatever moment you're in. Okay. And so being able to identify that is really important. And it's important to recognize those are things that you can practice at practice. So when you're doing a drill in practice or you're doing scrimmaging, anything that's similar to game-like situations, is actually practicing asking yourself, okay, what's important now? What should I be focused on right here, right now? Okay. And the more you train your brain to do that, the more responsive you will be to that cue in an actual game session when you're stressed or under pressure. Okay. So practicing that WIN cue is really important. A second skill that's going to be very important for you is a reset routine. So we recognize you're human, right? There's going to be times where you get distracted or you start focusing on the wrong thing. And so a reset routine is just a simple, like a 5 to 15 second thing that you do that helps you reset your focus back to what is most important for your performance. And so you could use a short, like a physical cue to bring you back. So maybe this was wiping your hands on your shorts, tapping your helmet, bouncing a basketball right before a free throw. This could be gripping your bat. It could be wiping your forehead, right? Obviously, it depends on what sport you're playing, but some sort of physical, tangible, like thing that you're going to do that is your reset cue, okay? And then that cue tells you, and I would always encourage adding a deep breath to that process. So your physical cue plus a breath. That cue tells your brain, okay, doesn't matter wherever your focus was prior to this, let's get it back on the most important thing. What's most important right here, right now. And so it helps you, especially after mistakes, forget about that last play and come back to what matters now. All right. And this is something for coaches and player, excuse me, coaches and parents that you could also use and build into not only your coaching, but your sideline support, your when you're out practicing with your kid outside of team practice, is using just simple language to help your kid or your athletes redirect. Okay. So what that might sound like from the sidelines is instead of saying something like, hey, don't mess up, which that's not helpful in any way, shape, or form. Don't tell people what not to do. Our brain can't imagine the don't, right? So all they hear is mess up. Your brain only has a picture for mess up. It doesn't have a picture for don't. So don't strike out, not helpful. Like attack early is much more important. Always phrase your suggestions as what you want them to do. Okay. That's a whole nother lesson. We'll go after that. But instead of saying something like, hey, don't mess up or focus, right? You could say something instead, hey, what's important? What's important right now? Okay. You might ask a process-based question instead of a generic, what's wrong? Hey, where's your focus? What's the next play? To help them redirect their attention, especially after a mistake, to something that's relevant and important. You can model that calm focus. So we know as adults, kids adopt the behavior that they see being modeled. Okay. So as a coach or as a parent, if you're chaotic and a hot mess under pressure and you're focused on the wrong things, you're not modeling what you want to see from your kiddos. All right. So as parents, as coaches, reminding yourselves to focus on the right things and to do your best to stay composed and redirect calmly. I know this can be a big one after, for instance, an umpire or a referee or somebody makes a call that is either blatantly bad or just close. We have to acknowledge they're human. These people do not make a lot of money. Like they're essentially volunteers. Like they're out there trying to get involved in the sport. And too much as the adults, we get focused, oh, I can't believe that they ruined the game, or we get so focused on the call instead of just redirecting our energy and the energy of our athletes towards, okay, that's the call was made. We can't change it. Let's redirect our attention to what we can control, which is the next play, our effort, etc. And again, as a parent or coach, it's important to celebrate, again, focus on effort, not just the outcome. And so even when you are processing games or processing practice or communicating to your athletes, occasionally saying things like, hey, I love how you stay locked in on your defense as much as like, great goal. Okay. So praising and giving feedback on the process of executing their skills and techniques and strategy as often as you give outcome feedback. Okay. So here's my challenge for you, reminding yourselves that confidence and performance grow when you filter out the noise. So thinking about what's eating up your bandwidth, your internal bandwidth, and how can you redirect your focus to things that are more important to your performance. And so this week I challenge you to think every time you catch yourself distracted by something that is not important or irrelevant to your task at hand, I want you to either say what's important now or practice your reset routine. All right, so we're going to dive into some conversation. Again, I just want to throw it out there. If you are enjoying these conversations, if you are getting some value out of this, please consider sharing these episodes with somebody that you think would benefit, whether it's a fellow parent or coach or an athlete. Please share. The more, the merrier. All right, y'all. So let's dive into our conversation prompts for today. Again, a quick reminder of the rules. There are no wrong answers. Please take turns talking and listening. Sharing examples, try to minimize distractions as best you can, and remember that you can always listen to each individual question, push pause and discuss it, or just listen to all of the questions and discuss the things that are relevant and important to you. All right, so let's talk about our first question. Athletes, what are the top one to two things that you think are most important to focus on in your sport? Again, this could be a little bit more dynamic depending on what sport you play. Again, if there's a defensive and offensive aspect of your sport, you could talk about when I'm on defense, when I'm on offense, that type of thing. But what do you think are the one to two most important things that you should be focusing on in a game? And parents, do you have any feedback on that? Especially if you're a coach. Question one, number two. What's one distraction that pulls your focus away most frequently? And so I'd love you to talk about what are the things that you struggle most, what eats up the bandwidth the most for you that shouldn't, right? Or not that it shouldn't, but that you struggle to refocus from. Okay, so when you're playing your sport, either at practice or during games, what's the thing that distracts you the most? And parents, maybe you can share that too. What's something that distracts you when you're trying to work and be focused? Okay. Question number three. Which reset routine can help get you back on track after a mistake? So if you don't currently have a reset routine, what do you think would work? What do you think might help you, specifically to your sport, reset and get back on track even after maybe a mistake or an error or something along those lines? Pick something. And then you can try it out for the next 2 weeks and see how it goes. The beauty of mental skills training is you won't always get it right the first time. There's a little bit of trial and error here, but thinking about what's one thing to start with, and then I can build off of that. Okay. So, what do you think a good reset routine would be for you? All right. And our final question is, this is from your parents to you. How can I, as your parent or coach, remind you about what's most important now without adding pressure? What do you think, athletes? What are some easy ways that coach or parent can redirect your focus to the right things without you feeling overwhelmed or pressured? Okay. And there's many right answers to that. There's not one right way. As the athletes, you all take things a little bit differently, and that's okay. But the good thing about this discussion is getting on the same page. And again, you might not figure out the thing that works right away. I can tell you between my dad and I, when we were growing up through the ranks and he was my coach, but it was much different when he was my actual coach at either the first base coaching's box or in the dugout versus in my later years as a teenager when he was no longer my on the field coach and what was okay for him to say from the sidelines and what wasn't. And so again, that might shift and change as you grow and develop. That's totally cool. All right. But for here, right now, where you're at, what do you think your parents can do? All right, y'all, keep those conversations rolling and let's make those car rides count. Thank you again for joining me on Confident, Calm, and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. If you're looking for more weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversations that can help you and your athletes stay confident, calm, and clutch, please consider subscribing to my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And if you have any suggestions for additional topics that you would like to hear me talk about or discuss on this show, there's a link in my show notes that you can send me a message, and you could always DM me at vaustincoaching on Facebook or Instagram. And I absolutely look forward to hearing from you and continuing these conversations as we go. All right, y'all. Have a fantastic day. We'll see you next episode.